Well, there's a huge problem across the country with insurance costs going up. For years it's been a problem. Government have taken some small actions, particularly in regard to the high claims that was going through, and we were told that would be feeding back in the car insurance industry. That has not happened. Many people cannot still afford to pay car insurance. It's increasing premiums every year on year. House insurance has gone through the roof as well, and many people end up underinsured or unable to afford house insurance. And it's the same thing with health insurance. And these key sectors are something that we need to really deal with because it has a huge impact on the cost of business. Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, brought forward a bill there recently which he tried to ensure that the costs, which the savings which insurance companies would be bringing in as a consequence of the reduced cost of claims, would be something that would be fed back to the consumer. That hasn't happened, and that insurance companies would have to report to the central bank in regard to all of that so there'd be transparency around it. We don't have any transparency. The insurance companies are continue to run amok. We see profit margins up to 17% in some cases. You know, it's a total problem for people across the length and breadth of the country who can't afford insurance. It's a huge problem for businesses, and it's a huge problem as well for community organisations that can't get insurance for events they need to run or for community projects that they need to insure. So government needs to step up to the plate and take action to ensure that we can get lower insurance premiums. And the only way to do that is to hold the insurance companies to account for the huge profits they're making. They're telling all these stories. They know that there's false claims and this, that and the other. But when it comes down to it, and when you actually bore down into it, you can see that what's really happening here is that the major insurance corporations are making a killing in Ireland, and we don't have proper competition either because it's a very closed market, and there's huge difficulties with it. And government needs to take action in order to resolve all of this.
And do you believe that the current government is deliberately protecting insurance company profits, as you suggested, or is it simply a case of inaction?
Well, it's inaction, and I would be concerned that after all the work that has been done and all the efforts that have been made by so many people to try and come up with solutions here, governments still block those solutions. For instance, Pierce Doherty's bill to ensure that there will be monitoring of the insurance industry with the central bank, that was blocked. And, you know, you just have to wonder, is government somehow or other on the side of the insurance corporations rather than on the side of the ordinary public? And that's really an issue that government needs to explain, and there will be an opportunity for them to do that in the debate which we'll be having around the motion we have this evening in regard to the whole insurance industry and the high cost that it has on people up and down the country, whether it's health insurance, car insurance, house insurance, you know, there's a whole range, public liability, everything.